gentlemen, our guest of honor, Rich Little.
What an evening. I'm disgusted. God, I haven't seen so much filth since Red Fox got the runs at the La Brea Tar Pits. Ladies and gentlemen, I am overwhelmed by this evening. In fact, I am so speechless, I can't even defend myself from this fountain of filth that came raining down on me tonight. But not to worry, because I won't have to say a word tonight in my defense. That's because I've got other people to do it for me.
My name is Jimmy Stewart. Would somebody please kindly tell me what the fuck is going on around here? I mean, Jesus Christ, the way you cocksuckers tore apart my pal Rich Little, it was a crock of shit. That's what it was. It was a crock of shit. Yeah. I haven't been this embarrassed since the night I saw Jesse White go down on Harvey. Jesus Christ, that poor bastard's been coughing up fur balls for 30 years. I'm sorry for the language here tonight. I don't normally talk like this, but God damn it, you motherfuckers really piss me off.
We're pathetic tonight. All but Pat McCormick. He was brilliant. Matter of fact, he reminds me a lot of myself when I was a kid of 75. And not only is he funny, but he's also got a great looking set of balls. I mean, his cock is nice, but his balls are incredible. I know all about Pat McCormick's balls because I see them in the steam room. And when you get to be my age, you can look at anybody's balls. Nobody will say anything. I remember one time at a studio, I walked into the wrong dressing room and I saw Joan Collins' balls. They were very nice, but not nearly as nice as Pat's balls. In fact, the only balls I ever saw that came close to Pat McCormick's were on a world-famous athlete, Native Dancer. Don't understand. I said to them I would give them arms if they gave me head. Well, I must say, I am really pissed off at what you people have done to my friend Rich Little here tonight. And especially you, Auntie Milty. As a matter of fact, I'm even angrier at Milty now than I was the night he came to the White House. That was the night Nancy went to the ladies' room and found Milton Berle pissing in the sink. Well, you can imagine her surprise when she opened the door and there's this fucking comic pissing in the goddamn sink. If you wonder why Burl chose to unload his bladder in the ladies' can instead of the men's room, well, it's because Ruth was with him. And the reason he needed Ruth is, well, it's very simple. Milton can't hold up his cock anymore. It's just too damn heavy for him. Well, Nancy took one look at that big Jewish schlong with the four hands on it. And Nancy said, "Fuck George Washington. Burl is the father of our country."
Your favorite sex therapist. And it is my job to recognize people who have sexual problems. And as I look around the room tonight, oh, do I see problems. Naturally, there is only one way for me to diagnose these problems. And that is for me to fuck everyone up here in the desk. Except Dick Van Patten. I am not going to waste my time with a schmuck who says eight is enough.
Fucking, sucking, and taking it in the ass. What is Joan Rivers doing to get guests on her television show? Before I get into this shit, does anybody know the Lakers score? I don't want to make a whole big deal out of this talk of mine tonight. I just want to say a couple of words about Pat McCormick. Jesus, there's one big son of a bitch. One time at a football game, McCormick got up to take a piss and started his own fucking wave. Hey, just one more thing, McCormick. After listening to you tonight, I only hope to hell that you're stoned right out of your fucking mind, you know? See, I hate to think that anybody could come up here with your kind of shit when he's completely sober.
With laughter in our hearts, we descend from the Beverly Hills Hotel to share an evening of the most renowned pricks, assholes, and cunt eaters in the entire world of the entertainment field. One member of the days we met tonight is by far the wealthiest and most celebrated schmuck in the world of show business, Jackie Kahane. In his talk tonight, we heard Mr. Kahane use the word shit, piss, fuck, and cum, which is most interesting because this man can do none of these things himself. Robin Leach.
My fellow Americans. And Marty Brill.
You asshole.
Man just keeps talking till he thinks of something to say. I have come here tonight to defend Rich Little. And with someone like me defending him, you'll get an idea what kind of trouble that poor cocksucker is in. I take a special umbrage at our Toastmaster tonight, Norm Cosby. Now, first of all, Norm, let me say this. I hate your fucking restaurant. And here's why. I have been to Norm's hundreds of times. Norm, I want to make this perfectly clear. How come I never see any waitresses with big tits? You know, I've always regretted that Pat didn't have big tits. I love big tits. I really do. But I never find them at Norm's stinking restaurant. And that's why I don't go there. Now, Denny's is different. Denny's goes out of their way to hire girls with big tits. I mean, they can't wait on table. But boy, have they got big tits. So, Norm, until you hire someone with big tits, you can take every restaurant in your chain and shove it up your ass.
Boy, what a night. Isn't this great? I'd rather watch a moth climb a drape. No, I'd rather go over to Raymond Burr's house and watch him eat a water buffalo. After he'd fucked it. Now, Rich, I came here tonight because I love you. Which is more than I can say for the City of Hope. Look at this fucking dais they gave you. Stuart Granger, the great white hunter.
Wanna, 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 wanna.
Jesus Christ, Mr. Granger, I'll make you feel at home. Sit on it. Take a look. Is he laughing? Is he coming towards me? You see teeth. It's not an ivory hunt. Anyway, gang. Now, Granger loved making those cockamamie safari films. But he had to quit when he came down with an African disease called the Nairobi Ogaboga. There's one good thing about the Nairobi Ogaboga. You know right away when you've got it. That's when you take a piss, sip up your fly, and you still got your cock in your hand.
Obvious I didn't write this, I'll tell you that.
And look who's over there, Howard Keel. Remember him? Used to be in Dallas. Good to see you, Howard. Getting complaints from the home, you're sitting in the hallway with your robe open. Now, Jock Ewing came on the other day and you're out of the show. That's it. I give you 3 months and then you'll be back where you all started. Fucking Jane Powell in a split week in Pittsburgh. Anyway, Rich Little, I must tell you from the bottom of my heart, every man, woman, and child in this room, in the world for that matter, has the right to be a Gentile. But you cocksucker, you abuse the fucking privilege. And that's it for Don Rickles. Jesus Christ. Oh, I'd like to be myself for just a few minutes here. God, I'm not often myself. Sometimes, you know, when I talk to people in the street, they say, "My God, is that what you sound like?" I say, "Yeah, I'm talking my own voice." I say, "God, didn't know you had one, you know." George Kirby gets this, too, you know.
But this has been a great evening. A long one, but a great evening. Really. I mean, a tremendous thrill for me. I have never been roasted before in my life.
Thank you.